how to grow it in your backyard, have a shake, and have it in your mixed green salad. Yeah. This plant has amazing healing powers, and we just want to educate the world about it. We know the current system's broken. We're all sick and tired of side effects and crazy commercials and people driving, making decisions on stock prices versus true health. And we have this plant, and we are at the edge of the sword of understanding how much this plant can really help us. Even if it, all it was doing was helping with pain, anxiety, and sleep, how amazing would that be? But we all know it goes much further than that. Those studies out of UCLA are showing them.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Well, guess what? We're hopping into the DeLorean with 1.21 gigawatts and going back in time to the time when hemp was re-legalized, which it should have always been legal. This is in early 2019 at the concentration camp put on by Celeste Miranda, and just an amazing event. And they had Cannabis Today had a big podcast booth, and they grabbed me in there, and I was hopping on a podcast. And this was before Miracle Plant was even around. So this was back in the summer of 2019. So I found this episode, listened to it again. I always like to listen to my perspective and some of the insights that I had from the days of way back. And sometimes I have to re-educate myself. So I wanted you to hear this incredible episode that I did. And yeah, listen, learn. Any questions, always shoot us an email. Shoot me an email, jbenton@101cbd.org. And be a blessing, everybody, and happy healing.
If it's new now or next in cannabis, you'll find it on the Cannabis Today podcast. My name is Steve Blank, and no, that's not an alias. Cannabis Today delivers cannabis industry, community, culture, and news media. To find more of the Cannabis Today content most relevant to you, visit canna-today.com and filter content by categories like topics, hosts, locations, and more. To support the podcast, visit cannapatrons.com. To learn more about advertising, sponsorship, and other strategic partnership opportunities, contact us today. On this edition of the podcast, Catherine Sidman hosts Justin Benton of 101cbd.org. 101CBD offers sublingual CBD oils in several concentrations and flavors for a wide variety of needs, as well as other raw CBD topical products. And now, Catherine Sidman and Justin Benton from the show floor of Concentration 2019 in Pala, California.
Justin Benton, 101CBD, 101CBD.org. It's 101 like Highway 101.
You got it.
All right. And we are here at the Concentration Conference. You were walking by. I tried to trick you by asking you what GMP stands for. And you launched into, I had to get you a chair. So you've been down this road. Tell me about it.
Well, GMP specifically, obviously, is what we need to all be, make sure that we're self-policing ourselves and prepared. I work with the Holman Law Group. Out of Denver, Colorado, and they've Patrick Goggin is our attorney out here in California, and they've always advised us to always make sure you're doing everything above board, staying ahead of the coming regulations. And so we listened very well to our attorneys, and they just said, you know, you got to make sure you have your standard operating procedures, you got to make sure you're GMP certified, and we're doing all of those things to make sure that it's not an absolute must right now, because the regulations are still being, you know, put together. In fact, in California, they just released the USDA to allow California hemp farmers to start doing it. This was 2 weeks ago. So we're
so
just
tell
staying
me
ahead.
Specifically about California.
Yeah.
I live in Northern California, and one of my customers just had all of his products removed from shelves because it's CBD-infused product. We just released an entire podcast episode, as a matter of fact, with David Heldreth, who is right now testifying before the FDA in Washington, D.C., to talk about this regulation. How does that affect 101 CBD and
Not
what
at
you're
all.
Doing?
Again, because we work with the Holman Law Group, who are basically the premier attorneys in the cannabis industry, especially, like I said, Patrick Goggin in California. I'm actually on the California Hemp Council, and we're having our first board meeting here June 11th up in Sacramento. And it didn't affect us at all because we listened to our attorneys. And you shouldn't have CBD on your bottles.
Okay.
That is the number one thing.
You have CBD on your hat and in your company
Correct.
Name.
And
101CBD.com.
And we're actually known, our parent company is 101hemp.org.
101hemp.org. So what this handsome Justin just handed me is 101hemp.org Chillax, 10 milligrams per serving. We don't know of what, but I'm guessing.
CBD.
And it's peppermint. The ingredients, full spectrum hemp oil extract, cold pressed. Okay, so I'm going to tell everybody this. Like, if this is a secret,
it's not a secret. We're here to educate the world.
So what you're doing. So the reason that my customer got his stuff yanked was because one of his competitors called the health department, but that's besides the point. But it said CBD on it.
Correct.
Yours doesn't say CBD on it. It says hemp.
Correct.
But how do I know? So when it says that there's 10 milligrams per serving of what?
Well, we know, and the customer knows, we have lab tested results on our website. So everything that we
101CBD.org.
101CBD.org. You'll see our lab results on there, and you'll see the milligram breakdown. And so the milligrams of CBD is what most people are concerned with. And actually, we're more concerned with CBDA, the acidic precursor to CBD, the raw form of CBD. That's
what
we sell.
Tell me about that.
I could talk for hours on end. Think about what's the healthiest way to consume any plant. It's in its raw, natural state.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to burn up the plant. There's no reason to decarboxylate. You take a three-dimensional object and you turn it into a two-dimensional object. Our bodies do not know what to do with the burned up, processed product. Our bodies know exactly what to do if you were to eat the plant in a salad or put it into a shake. Well, that's what we are representing in our bottles and our products, is figuring out. That's why we're here at the extraction conference. What are the best ways to keep the entire 113 cannabinoids in the true full spectrum plant? All of the plant material needs to be there. The holistic healing powers of the terpenes keep the plant as it was meant to be. Our bodies have the endocannabinoid system. Our bodies know exactly how to receive this. So give them everything this plant's got and let the plant have its full potential, go to work.
So in this product right here, which, by the way, is just super cute packaging and I like it.
Thanks.
In this product, is it CBD or CBDA?
So that is 77% CBDA. So there is some CBD that is in there.
Uh-huh.
Because even at subcritical CO2 extraction, you are going to have a little bit of the CBD conversion, because there is just a little bit of heat. And the heat's usually around 100 degrees. You always want to keep it under 110 if at all possible.
Is that are you an F man or a C man?
As far as?
Temp.
Temperature with us, low and slow, just
but
like
Fahrenheit,
you're smoking.
When you say under Fahrenheit, 100,
Fahrenheit,
you're talking Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit. Slow and low, just like you're smoking on barbecue. Mm-hmm. So with us, we want to keep all the cannabinoids. So there's also CBG in there, right?
Okay.
Good old mother cannabinoid, CBG,
yeah.
CBC, CBN. When you look at our lab tests, you'll see that all 113 or every one that they test for, they are present. We want to keep the plant exactly how it was grown. If it was up to us, our number one job is to raise enough money so we can educate the world how to grow it in your backyard, have a shake, and have it in your mixed green salad.
Yeah.
This plant has amazing healing powers, and we just want to educate the world about it. We know the current system's broken. We're all sick and tired of side effects and crazy commercials and people driving, making decisions on stock prices versus true health. And we have this plant, and we are at the edge of the sword of understanding how much this plant can really help us. Even if all it was doing was helping with pain, anxiety, and sleep, how amazing would that be? But we all know it goes much further than that. Those studies out of UCLA are showing us.
And then even beyond the health aspect, Ed Rosenthal said hemp might not be able to save the planet, but it's the only thing that can.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
one of my very favorite
yes.
quotes of his. I've got a couple, but that's one of my very favorites. It's just the remediation effect that it has when you plant it in filthy soil.
Yep.
What that is a bioaccumulator and what it's able to do, talking about just hempcrete paint.
Yeah.
I've only seen, so I go to a lot of these shows.
Sure.
I'll bet you do too.
Yep.
I've only seen one industrial hemp product, and this year at MJ Biz, yeah. I want to see a million. So I've seen
yep.
Dextane.
Yep.
I saw Dextane at CannaCon
yep.
this year,
yeah.
and that was the first one. But I want it all.
Yep.
I want all the textiles. I want all the building products. I want all the plastic. I want all the packaging. All this shit.
Yep.
The packaging in cannabis is the worst thing in the world. Our
yep.
footprint
yep.
is so big for
yep.
a bunch
yep.
of latent hippies.
Yep.
This industry is yep. such a wreck.
We're going to fix it. We're all going to fix it
and
together
tell me
with
about,
education.
Tell me about the, you said that you are the something of the California Hemp something.
Oh, so California Hemp Council.
Okay,
so we're
California Hemp Council.
Check them out. Patrick Goggins on there. Vote Yes. Vote Hemp, excuse me, is on there. It's really all about, we're lobbying up in California because we know here in California that the country looks to us as a leader, and we are out there making sure that hemp-derived CBD products can get on all the shelves as a natural supplement. We're not gonna allow pharmaceutical lane to be our lane. They've already come up with Epidiolex. It's only 39% effective based on studies, and it has side effects, whereas plants do not have side effects. When you do a single molecule thing like they've done with Big Pharma, GW Pharma, They've messed up something beautiful. Imagine that.
Right.
And so with the California Hemp Council and Patrick Goggin, we're out there making sure that through legislation that we just had the AB 228 passed, which is going to help your friend get that CBD back on the shelf.
Great. Tell
me about
it. It gets
rid of them. So we passed 61-0 at appropriations. Now we're moving to the Senate floor. When that bill passed, it has an urgency clause. That means it's going to hit. When it passes, you know, God willing, it's going to go in effect quickly, real quickly, as of, you know, within a week. And then we're going to be able to put all that CBD back on the shelves.
And how do you do that when CBD is a licensed pharmaceutical? I mean, there's a company, GW Pharma, you mentioned them.
Yep.
There's a company that did the research, that paid the money, that got, I mean, they, it's annoying, but yep. They did it.
Sure.
So how do you then allow anybody in the world to produce that product that's owned by a company?
Well, you can't own, you know, at the end of the day, the government in 2003 or 2006, I believe, they've even patented, you know, THC.
THC, sure.
So the patents run out, mm-hmm. right? And at the end of the day, there's 113 cannabinoids there.
Right.
We're one-on-one hemp for a reason.
Right.
And that is the entire cannabinoid, true full spectrum, all 113 cannabinoids are there. You can't trademark hemp. You can't. Yeah. It is a plant. And that's a name of the plant. As we all know, it is all just cannabis.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, this is a plant. And whatever they try to do to drive their stock prices up, we're going to be out there fighting the good fight, whether it's, you know, in the Senate or whether it's just educating people. Hey, man, you can grow this plant in your backyard. You can have your own shakes. Mm-hmm. You can smoke it if that's your thing. You can put it in your mixed green salads. This plant and our endocannabinoid systems, like I said, we are just at the beginning of understanding how much this plant can help us.
You know what I love, like, as a mama?
Yeah.
You know, I think we've all, as a mom, we've had that experience where you, like, you nurse a baby and they get milk drunk.
Yeah.
You know, and the baby is just, like, zoned out, like, so full of happy, happy chemicals. And those are all the endocannabinoids.
Yep. CBD's
system.
In there.
And that's all CBD, and that's providing that comfort to this new little life. And that is, you know, that's how creation comforts an infant. That's how creation grows people.
Yep.
I'm on that board. I'm so glad you stopped by.
Yeah,
Justin.
Well, I'm glad to hear the help. Anything we can do, any questions you guys have, come to 101cbd.org. My name's Justin Benton. We're doing online classes, webinars, anything we can do in education. We're doing a live podcast from the Amsterdam event. That's happening June 11th and 12th. Bob Hoban and his law group's going to be over there.
Awesome.
We're here to heal the world. Anything we can do, we want to hit 1 billion people trying.
And how do I buy your products? Can I buy it online?
Go to the website, 101cbd.org.
You can ship it anywhere?
Ship it anywhere in the world.
Woo!
We are trying to get to 200 countries. So New Zealand, Ireland, everywhere.
All right. And I'm going to hit you up later for a Cannabis Today podcast coupon code or
whatever's
something like
clever.
That. And let's do it.
Want to do is educate people, get the masses out there, get rid of all the BS that we've been fed for the last 75 years. This is just a plant. It can do so much more than help us. It really can heal the world. We can drive cars that are made out of it on gasoline that's made out of it. We can live in houses. We can wear shirts. We can have it as medicine. We can have it as food. I mean, come on. This is the original American cash crop, people. Let's get behind it.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. I love it.
All right. Pleasure.
To learn more about 101 CBD, visit 101cbd.org. As always, please rate, review, subscribe, and share. Thanks again for listening to the Cannabis Today podcast.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey everyone, it's Ryan from the Cannabis Connoisseur podcast. If you're looking for ways to utilize cannabis to keep you healthy, strong, and sharp, come join us every Wednesday where we dive into the best ways to use cannabis to optimize your life. Topics include cannabis and athletics, cannabis for productivity, cannabis for anxiety, cannabis for a healthy immune system, and so much more. If you're a curious connoisseur, this show is for you. So please head over to our page and we're looking forward to seeing you this week. Bye.